Every family has its history and its story. Indeed, there are usually many such stories, some humorous, some tragic, and some miraculous. This morning, I'm going to share one with you from my family. This one comes from my father when he was a young boy. In the Hispanic culture, there is a Christmas tradition called a posada. It is a reenactment of the Holy Family's search for shelter prior to the Nativity. Two young actors playing Mary and Joseph, followed by a crowd, walk through a neighborhood knocking on doors. The homes, of course, have been pre-selected. And, just as in the story, they are turned away. It is often cold at Christmas, so the homes will sometimes have hot chocolate and sweetbread for the crowd. It all ends up at the local parish with a live nativity scene. Okay, so it's Christmas. My father is 7 or 8, and the posada is happening in the neighborhood. The family home had not been chosen that particular year. However, my grandmother had decided that she would prepare a chicken mole dinner for the family, including a few aunts and uncles and cousins, a total of maybe a dozen people. After the posada ended, it was my father's job to help my grandma set the table. When, in front of the house, a bus pulls up, and out of the bus jumps the pastor, followed by 35 to 40 people. My grandmother, stunned at the sight, greets the good father in the living room and asks, "What on earth is he doing there with a busload of people?" Now we all know pastors. They make plans. Sometimes they tell you the plans, and sometimes they don't. Apparently, as a courtesy, my grandma had extended an invitation to the priest, and only the priest, for dinner. Pastors get many such dinner invitations. My grandmother was just being polite. The pastor had not responded with a yes or a no, as is usual, which usually means no. Matter closed. My grandmother explained the situation. There were only 2 chickens in the mole, enough for 12, but not 40. The pastor asked to go into the kitchen and see the pot. He went in, said a prayer over it, and told my grandmother to serve the people. Not wanting to embarrass the priest, my grandmother did as she was instructed. My father was tasked with taking plates out to the people. There were so many, they filled the house and it spilled out onto the porch. My father watched as my grandmother kept dishing out mole, and how each time the level of the pot lowered a little bit until finally everyone had been served. My father went into the kitchen, looked into the pot, and there at the bottom was something that should not have been. Just a little mole still left. Many years later, when I was in seminary, I read a book by a Dominican priest named Father Nolan. It was in part about today's gospel. When it came out, it had caused a bit of a controversy. Father Nolan had suggested that the traditional interpretation of miraculous multiplication of loaves and fishes was incorrect. He pointed out that people would not have traveled so far to hear Jesus without packing a lunch. The miracle, according to Nolan, was Jesus got the people to share what they had with each other, and in so doing had created an abundance. Maybe. Nolan does not dispute that a miracle had occurred, just the nature of it. It seems he can't quite accept the possibility of altering the laws of nature. I and my father, on the other hand, no different. Now, this does not mean that Nolan is wrong. It just means that there are more possibilities that perhaps any one of us is willing to see. After all, it is possible both interpretations are correct. After having read the book, and after having given the matter due consideration, I have come to the theologically sound conclusion that it doesn't matter. There is no need for any controversy. There was a miracle, but we have gotten caught up in the details. The miracle here is deeper and simpler than we usually see. Jesus provided for the needs of the people. Perhaps the people in the crowd that day didn't get what they wanted. How many of you don't like fish? And I doubt the disciples would have appreciated that at least some of those folks in the crowd were probably gluten-free. But however he did it, Jesus did provide for their needs. The fundamental attitude humans should take before God is one of gratitude. Let us hope we have not missed divine providence in our lives. And may this Mass be a chance for us to express and share our gratitude. We have bread. We have wine. If we keep our eyes open, I wonder what miracles God will perform for us.